WBZ News Time 5:55 on this St. Patrick's Day. Famed Irish tenor Anthony Kearns, founding member of the Irish Tenors, is coming to New Hampshire next week for a concert in support of troops overseas.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Anthony.
And a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Laurie, and all your listeners.
Oh, they'll appreciate it. And of course, we love the Irish Tenors here in Boston. And you're going to be in our neck of the woods, I believe, coming up in just a few days, right?
Yes. In fact, I'll be in Derry, New Hampshire on March 24th. It's a fundraiser for Muramart, an organization that provides care packages and needed materials for troops overseas. A very worthy cause. And it's at 5:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, the 24th of March.
All right, so this is a concert. Are you going to be there singing or just talking to people and rallying them? Or is this a real concert?
I'd say it would be a mixture of both, but mainly singing. That's what I'm brought in, I suppose, for the entertainment value, though I use the term loosely.
All right, and what are you singing next week when you come to New Hampshire?
Well, it'll be a mixed program, but I would imagine a good deal of it will be Irish, considering that they'll be all in the mood for some Irish music. But of course, then there'll be some inspirational and some uplifting songs like "God Bless America," of course, and the Ave Maria, and songs that'll just stir people's emotions and feelings, and hopefully let them pause and think about the work that's been done abroad on a daily basis while we lie and rest in our beds and get up in the morning and go about our lives. Just, you know, think of those that are working for the safety of the world, not just the United States. It's the safety of the world around the globe. So if we can, as we say, if we can help somebody along our way, then it's good to do it. And we're doing it in the form of a fundraiser. And it's at a beautiful venue. I'm not familiar with it. It's outside Manchester called, people might know this, Promises to Keep. I thought it was a very unusual name. But that's the name of the place, Promises to Keep. And the idea was thought up by, former New Hampshire Senator Majority Leader Senator Bob Clegg, and Brian Moore, who's a military veteran. So it's a wonderful thought, and it's helping those that most need it, most need our help when we need theirs.
Now, we have to ask you, Anthony, since you are an Irish tenor from Ireland, how you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Will you be in the States, or will you be home in the Emerald Isle?
I'm in the States at the moment, so I'm out working at the present, and I'm in Scranton, Pennsylvania today for St. Patrick's Day with the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. So that's where I'll be tonight singing with them.
And I have to ask you, what does St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
Well, first and foremost, it's a holy day for us. It's kind of got wings and got legs now. It's gone in so many different ways. People celebrate it differently, but first and foremost, in Ireland, it's celebrated. It's the religious day, St. Patrick's Day, and people do go to Mass and celebrate it. And it's more of a family thing. They go to the parades and watch all the colour and the bunting and the fanfare, and it's wonderful. I think it's gone a bit crazy in some places on the green beer side. You know, it gets people together, and I suppose it's a jolly celebration of who we are. People get out and enjoy it, and it's probably one of the most celebrated days in the calendar.
Oh, the lovely Anthony Kearns, by the way. You can learn more about that concert in New Hampshire on the website moormart.org, moormart.org, M-O-O-R-E, mart.org. Mary Blake next.
WBZ, WBZ HD.